Good afternoon, I'm Medved. This is Ben. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Ben. Is there a possible way I can talk to one of the vets there?
What was that in regards to?
My pet.
Yeah, what's going on with your pet?
He can't breathe, but it's a long story. I can't take him to the vet. He panics. I've really got lots to say to your vet.
Okay, but typically speaking, unfortunately, with cases like these, there's not a lot they can do to help you over the phone, and you will need to come in.
He gets panic attacks. My dog gets panic attacks.
I understand, but if he's having trouble breathing and you don't have the resources at home, then he is unfortunately going to have to get somewhere. At least with us, you have our vet on duty is specialising in handling birds, so we can do what we can to minimise, obviously, the stress that travelling and coming to an unfamiliar place would trigger. But especially with the respiratory issues, there's not a lot to do in terms of at-home care, unfortunately, and that can be quite urgent in terms of what you need.
Yeah, I'll have to bring another duck with me, with him, because he won't stay stable. He's not stable. He really has a panic attack.
Okay.
So I have to bring the female with him, his partner.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you wanting to come in for an appointment then?
I still have to see if I can come up with money because I'm short with money.
Sure.
I've got some money, but I'm still short with money. That's the thing. Like, how much is the consultation again?
If you come in today, I'd have to book you as an emergency, so it'll be 180, and that's just to for your doctor to be assessed by a vet. Any treatments and medications from today's visit would come at extra cost on top of the 180.
No, I can't do that. No can do, no. No can do, no. I know you don't do this, but I'll ask in case you do, because, you know, always situations, they change, yeah? Do you accept vet pay?
We do. We do accept vet pay, yes. So you can sign up for that and then use that. However, we would need a 10% deposit when you left today, I believe.
Right. It won't be today, though. I still have to come up with other monies. But so, for sure, you do vet pay?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay. Since when?
It's a recent thing, I believe, in the last couple of months.
See, that's what I mean. I thought, like, there's always, you know, a lot of changes, like, you know, like stores and shops, you know, before they didn't have Zip Pay and then they have Zip Pay. I thought I'll try with the Vet Pay. And if you have Vet Pay, then I'm definitely coming in to you guys. But I cannot make this emergency appointment with you. When's the next available appointment? Can I come in?
I've got Monday afternoon available. But with respiratory issues, obviously, that comes with concerns. So, if you come into any issues before then, I would have to suggest coming in to see an emergency clinic. Yeah. Whether that be with us or some other emergency facility.
Right. Oh, it's a hard one. And also, I don't have a car, and that's... You know, I've got my car being broken into.
Yep.
So I don't have a car. I've got a lot of all the odds against me. I've got to work out a situation and see what I can do, and then I'll call you back, I think, then.
Of course. No worries.
All right. Thank you.
No worries. Good luck. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.